Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being, you know, truly being part of the conversation, because that's what you want to be. It's the only way you really, truly get informed. Anyway, do me a favor, a little house cleaning, because I don't do this enough. I need to do it more often. But I want you to go up to the website, therealside.com. As I said, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. But I really need you to sign up for the weekly newsletter. First of all, the numbers help, because as you know, social media is not helping us out at all. They can care less about us. And you want to sign up for that. You want to sign up for our I keep calling them text messages, but they're not. They're text alerts. And then that way there, we can get the information out to you, get you tuned in, let you know what's going on, what shows are coming up, what we're going to be talking about. And it's a big, and it really is a big deal. Seriously. So if you can get involved, if you can get engaged, if you can help us out at the show, if you love me, then just get engaged. Okay, so I told you guys I would let you in on a little bit what's going on with the Katie Hill situation. Some of you who've just tuned in, you've just involved, you've really never really been engaged in what we got going on here. But I was one of the ones that broke the original story for the Katie Hill situation. She was in a truple. I never knew what a truple was. Anybody else know what a truple is? Because I had no clues of what a truple was. And so apparently a truple is when you're you've got two other, a wife and a husband, or two other wives, or what? There's three of you living as a married truple. So that's not what bothered me. People can do what they want to do. You know what? I'm not going to sit here trying to figure out why you would do what you're going to do. But people were sitting there. I mean, people were watching what was going on. She's berating people for their lifestyle. She's berating President Trump because of how he was treating women. And so my story, unlike some of the others, was more about how she was treating the people she was at. There were text messages and pictures released, but I was only interested in the story, you know, text messages and the stories about how she was treating people around her, how she was treating her relationships. The same relationships that she was screaming about that Donald Trump was having with people around him. How he was treating women. Right? So, as is the norm for those hypocrite Democrats, as is the norm, she was doing exactly what she was accusing others of doing. So I wrote about it. I talked about it. I had I won't say people because, you know, it could have been carrier pigeons for all I know. But there were pictures being dropped off. There was notes being dropped off. There was all kinds of stuff being sent to me. And not just at that time that she was doing it, but honestly, it was the whole, man, she'd been running for a year or 2 years before that. She was a well-known entity in this area. And so I was getting all kinds of information about her school escapades and other things. And to me, again, I've learned because I've been in this business long enough, you don't give them a platform. Don't give them an out. I said, if you keep screaming about their sexual escapades, if you would, you know what's going to happen? You're going to make them the victim. It's not going to work. And that's exactly what ended up happening with her. So she accused me of distributing what's called revenge porn. Pictures that I get, I don't know for sure, whether her husband took them or people around her. I don't know. I have no idea. But I didn't put out any of those pictures. That's the funny thing about it. And what I did, though, I did describe some of the pictures, because one of the pictures is a picture of her with what appears to be a swastika tattooed on her pelvic. And she's got a bong in her hand. Now, everybody's screaming, well, that's her private life. She's allowed to do what she wants. Now, God forbid a Republican had that tattooed. Right? So she's got this thing tattooed on her. She's got a bong in her hand. And I said, so I want you to think about this. She's mistreating her partner. Her partner says in a text message that she is afraid of her. Okay? This is somebody you supposedly love, says that she's afraid of you. But that was okay, because Katie's a Democrat. And then you go on from there, right? And the other thing, she calls Trump and Republicans Nazis and SS and how gross and repulsive that is, but yet she's got a Nazi insignia tattooed on her pelvic. I don't care about anything else. It's her business, okay? And then she's got a bong in her hand. Why? Because this legislative genius, this person who said they're supposed to uphold the Constitution, was unaware that even though pot is legal in California, federal employees, which they are considered, federal employees are still prohibited from taking part in it, no matter what state they're in. It's still a controlled substance. And on top of all of that, the law that she voted on, not to have relations with your staff, she did. So she kept breaking the law, but no one's above the law, except them. Be back in a few minutes. Joe Mazzini, your host.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back. This is the Real Talk on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. You know, that's always good as well. We have been, if you want to know more about me, the show, you've just tuned in for whatever reason, hopefully it's a good reason, but you've just tuned in, head over to the website, therealside.com. You know, all the information that you want is over there about the show, about me, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged in our conversation. I was talking about, I promise I won't spend a whole hour on it because I don't want to bore you guys to death. Most of you already know the story, the Katie Hill story and our involvement with that. And so I was telling you, telling people what was happening, and that basically I was writing about and talking about Katie's escapades as a congressperson. Not as her private life before, but how she was calling everybody out around her for their illegal activities when she herself was actually conducting quite a few of them. Now, I've always been told by law enforcement and others that ignorance of the law is no excuse. You can't use it as a defense. On top of that, what are the laws, what are the processes, procedures, laws, whatever to call it, that she broke? Was what that she voted on. So if she voted on it and didn't know what it was, then that's just disingenuous. That's skirting your responsibilities. And that rule for Congress, which you didn't play around, and you know what I mean, with staff, whether it be on your campaign or be there in your office. And there were a lot of other things that were alleged. I'm trying to stay within legal terms here. Allegedly going on that I got from some good sources that were going on. So, with all this said and done, she was ushered out of Congress. She was basically told to resign. She did not resign of her own free will because, look it, you guys know my personality and other people around us. If you are innocent, you don't give up. You don't stop. You don't use your staff as an excuse that the reason I'm resigning is I don't want my staff to go through all this. No. My crew on my ship would want me to fight until we went down for the last time if I was telling the truth, if I had done nothing wrong. There were too many cracks coming up in that dam. Or in that ship, whatever. So then we get the suit. She filed suit against us for distribution revenge porn, I guess is what they call it. And here's the issue with all of this. I believe that she fully knew that what she was doing was wrong. That what she was coming after us for was wrong, or me in particular. I'll just talk about me. That I really had nothing to do with the revenge porn pictures. But based on some of the people close to her, what they were writing and doing and saying and telling others is that she wanted to bankrupt me and some of the others. And that's how the left operates. You see it. You see what they did with Flynn. You see what they do to others, right? But it never stops. It won't stop. Because she'll get more money and more money and more money to be able to get through this. So the morning, now she got these highfalutin lawyers out of New York. And the thing I love about this is that the morning of the court date, a week or 2 weeks ago, the judge awarded a portion of our fees. And now we can go after her for all intents and purposes for the money that we paid. After the court date, though, I mean, after they had up until the close of business on a certain day to get their information in, if you would, their motion to oppose what we did, right, why they shouldn't pay. The judge never received the motion. What the judge received, though, was a verbal excuse as to why they couldn't get their information in. You ready for this one? A high-end attorney out of New York says that her dog was sick. Isn't that akin to my dog ate my lunch? Or ate the papers? Ate my homework? She blamed her sick dog for the delay, which should have been done probably weeks ahead of time. But by the time the attorney showed up for the hearing, she kind of backtracked around all that and just submitted to the ruling because she knew that there was no way out of it. And when you hear the long story, I'm not going to do it on the show, but when you hear the long story behind everything she went through, now I understand that some of you perceive or believe that your dog is part of the family. I'm not making fun of you. I'm just saying I know some of you do. And I get the sadness and I get, you know, all of that. But when you have 30 days to respond to something, and then you have the presence of mind to tell a judge 5 days ago or a couple days ago, my dog got sick, and that prevented me from submitting this, which should have been worked on and done already. It's just, it's all pretty funny. Anyway, all that to say, they still have the opportunity to appeal. On top of the appeal, you can get all these judgments. They can still go bankrupt. Somebody still has to pay the attorney fees. And I said to you guys plenty of times, I don't mind the fight. Many of us don't. I'm seriously. It's a lot of aggravation. There's a lot of stress on the family. There's a lot of stress on our businesses. But we don't mind the fight as long as we have people supporting us, working with us. But if you've already given, this is not aimed at you. Right? I appreciate every nickel that I've got from you guys. I know some of you personally a little tight. And you still gave anyway. Thank you. God bless you. But if you haven't, please head over to therealside.com. There's a donation button there. If you don't want to go there, you can always use therealside.com/help Joe. There's a dozen ways to get us money. I don't care how you do it. Give up a cup of coffee. Give up two of them. You know, at that fancy coffee place, send us the $5 or the $10, whatever it is. It helps us to get through this stuff and stay on the air and keep going. Because it doesn't do me any good, any of you, really, for guys like me to stay and fight and turn this stuff and turn up this stuff and talk about it if we're going to be flapping in the wind alone afterward. And that's why some of the really good ones, I mean, there have been some of these really good guys that have left and had to stop. When we come back, finally, Senator Sinema has come out from Arizona, Democrat, and said, this ain't good. What's happening is not right. Joe Pesci, your host, listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Around 266,000 jobs were added in April. It's a big drop from the March numbers and a surprise to some economists. President Biden says, even with the lower report, the rescue plan is beginning to work.
I never thought that after the first 50 or 60 days, everything would be fine. Today, there's more evidence that our economy is moving in the right direction. But it's clear we have a long way to go.
The president insisted that rebuilding the economy with economic stimulus cash is a long-distance marathon, but not a sprint. The White House is allocating more than $21.5 billion emergency rental assistance to prevent people who lost their jobs during the pandemic from being evicted. New data shows that more than 7 million Americans were behind on their rent last month. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. This is Real Pat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. And you need to be part of the solution. Come on, really. And the way you do that is you get informed, right? I know some of you in the chat room, you're already kind of ahead of me. But that's good. It tells me how smart you actually are. I mean, I love all these, the numbers that they're giving us, excuses that they're making, the horrible numbers and the excuses that Joe's making for all of this is just amazing. And I love how they say that they're below expectations. Below expectations? My God, if this was your stockbroker, I hope you would have fired him by now. Or at least tarred and feathered him. Anyway, you know, Scott was asking about where these Democrats are. Why aren't they screaming? And there's a couple of them that are making noise. Don't like what they see at the border. So, what's her name? Kirsten Sinema, the senator out of Arizona. She's a Dem, right? She's been blasting Biden about this border crisis that he won't admit to. And she's saying, it is a crisis. And, you know, one of Biden's practices, which was also Obama's practice, people have forgotten, is dropping off a ton load of immigrants, illegals, in the little random towns along the way when they're leaving the border. They throw them on a bus, they document them, they tell them they have to come back to court. And then what do? Nothing. They can't. Needless to say, some border towns who've already suffered through the pandemic, they don't have the capacity to deal with this. They don't have the dollars, they don't have the people, they don't have the resources. Now, one Democrat senator who's already been giving the Biden regime some headaches, she's speaking out. She's actually been giving him a hard time in several. And you know, God bless her for doing it. She's a Democrat. Senator Kirsten Sinema. Is it Sinema or Sinema? Democrat out of Arizona who lives in the border state of Arizona. She's seen the problems firsthand. She's actually been down to see what's going on. She's not happy with it. And she's letting everybody look at. Here's the thing. When you get these city slicker Democrats there in D.C., they don't know what it's like for you guys in these rural areas. rural states, border states, they have no clue what it's like. Sinema said that she wanted the administration to take bold action in places like Gila Bend. She explained they can't wait anymore. She explained how places like Gila Bend were getting last-minute drop-offs with migrants. They had nowhere to put them, nowhere to go, no facilities, no hotel rooms, nothing. They were basically moving these people from a homeless encampment in at the border to a homeless encampment in an American city. Sinema detailed how the mayor of Gila Bend was driving the migrants to places like Phoenix to get them to some place that might have facilities. Well, that's not acceptable either. You hear what we're doing? God. We're taking... The federal government says, you know, it's our responsibility to take care of them. Don't you touch them. You can't get involved. You can't get engaged. Oh, by the way, we're going to drop them off in the middle of the city somewhere, and then you'll have to deal with them. I'm sorry. I'm confused. The reality is, this is a crisis, she said. We all know it. Government's got to do more to fix it. She said they were looking at the highest numbers of crossings in 20 years. And they're blaming Trump for this, by the way. Meanwhile, Jen Psaki is trying to downplay the concerns about the border, suggesting that the public isn't at all interested in the question. On a podcast with David Axelrod, she said, what percentage of the public is focused on the border? A much smaller percentage than who's focused on the pandemic. Or the economy, for that matter. Which are sucking at both, Psaki. Much smaller percentage than who's focused on the pandemic. Right. See, you throw these out, and it means they don't care about the other stuff, right? Is that what she's saying? If you're in charge, you have to deal with it. You deal with it all, not just the parts of it you feel like you should or want to deal with. And that's what she's doing. Now, this isn't the first Democrat to call out Biden about this particular situation. Representative Henry Cuellar has done it. He's also been busting Biden for the misleading claims. They're running around saying that these facilities are empty. See, again, I go back to, I don't believe it's Biden doing this. He hasn't got a clue as to what's going on down there. They're mad. You know, Mr. President, they're just mad because there's some Mexicans trying to get over the border. You don't have Republicans. They don't like Mexicans. Everything's under control, though. Yeah, we're not busting at the seams at all. I'm sure that's what they're telling him. They say that they're just transferring the migrant kids to another facility under, you know, the auspices of HHS rules. And they're moving them from building to building. It's like the shell game. I think it's hilarious. So number in HHS custody is now over 20,000 kids. And people are still pouring over the border. Right? I don't know. To me, in my mind's eye, you need more of these Democrats to step forward and not care. Not care what's being said. Not care what they're being fed. Or what assignment they'll get or won't get. You know, we were talking about this in the previous hour. If you don't do what they want you to do, you don't get committee assignments. When you don't get committee assignments, you sit around in the legislature, you twiddle your thumbs, you don't take home any pork money for your constituents, you don't get any projects done. They punish you if you don't get in line and stay in line. U.S. added 266,000, you guys already know this, 1,000 jobs in April, way under the nearly 1 million that the economists expected. The unemployment rate ticked up. Oh, it's impossible. No, this can't be right. Somebody check the story out. Joe Biden is president. The seas have been parted. Right? I mean, God has come to be with us. The economists figured roughly 1 million jobs would happen in that first quarter. Talk about a big miss. They were just trying to make Joey look good. They predicted 1 million jobs would turn out to be 266,000. Not only that, but the unemployment rate went up to 6.1%. Because you know why? The previous months they got gains. They had to revise them down. But they did the same thing under Trump. Same thing under Obama. Same thing under Clinton. Same thing under Bush. I mean, seriously. This is not uncommon for them to do that. That's actually, now it's not uncommon for them to lie anymore either. I mean, big time lie. Charles Payne sent out a great tweet. Congratulations, President Biden. You've achieved a progressive utopia. At least 7.4 million job openings, but only 266,000 people got those jobs. What's the reason for this? Are they concerned that their actions are actually slowing down and harming the economy? No, he said, not at all. If you look at the actions of Joe Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, not only would that cause them to rethink what they're doing, they're going to use it as an excuse to double down and push through even more spending benefits. See, they have to take care of everybody no matter what. Right? I mean, this is what they want to do. Because what they're going to say, when it comes back around, they're going to say, those Republicans, they're going to take away your hardship checks. Not your welfare checks. Not your unemployment checks. No, your hardship checks. That's what you watch. That's what they'll eventually call them. Because there's really no way to speak to this. There's no way, as I was saying earlier, that you can give somebody medical insurance, medical benefits. You give a check, food stamps for all intents and purposes. So they're making bank between $650 and $1,000 a week, basically. That might be a tad exaggerated. I don't know how much your family eats. John Marshall is saying that the prior bills weren't enough spending. And some people are agreeing on that side of the aisle. They want more. So, Mr. Your host will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No, 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 no.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Oh, come on, sing along. Coming to your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of. Right? Don't be part of the problem, be part of the solution. The way you do that is how you get informed. Gotta get informed. That's the way to do it. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Give me a call. Got any questions? Or tell me where I'm wrong, where I'm off. You know, Scott said it earlier, and I think it's so true. From a standpoint of, we have an uninformed electorate. We have uninformed people that really don't understand. And they've put so much trust in a party that now doesn't believe in even basic moral values. Abortions for everybody on demand, anytime, anywhere, any place on the planet, really. In California, a 12-year-old girl can get an abortion without her parents knowing about it. Right? Because it just might be her parents participating in the action. We can go through all this stuff as to where the morality is just going out the window. They want to sexualize these kids in California to the point where they're showing them illustrations on how to have sex. Safe sex. And the reasoning behind it, well, what they perceived to be safe sex. The reason behind it is kids are going to have sex anyway. You might as well teach them how to do it, how to do it safely. Think about that. Oh, and let's talk about age limit, because really age appropriate for them keeps dropping. I mean, I know that there's elementary school books. If I showed you adults the illustrations, you'd pass out. I didn't like them when I saw them. And that's why I said you got to step up. You got to step up. You got to make sure what's going on is the right thing. Your kids are being taught properly. You need to look at the curriculum. I don't care what anybody says. I'm on the school board. I'm telling you, you need to look at the curriculum and open your mouth. Although, once you see the curriculum, once you see some of the stuff they're teaching, you won't have to open your mouth. It'll open automatically. Just out today, the U.S. government's debt-to-GDP ratio is worse than Greece's was before its 2008 crash. And it's getting worse. Not cleaning up. Now, Biden, on Wednesday, pitched a new plan to Americans when he did his speech. He just released a $1.8 trillion plan presented just weeks after he signed a $1.9 trillion plan. Now, you're talking about four. I mean, this guy is racking up more debt in a shorter amount of time than Obama and Trump has done. Now he wants to include free community college as well as universal preschool for all 3 and 4 year olds. Biden could usher in a whole new era of fundamental expanse. He's trying to expand the size of government like it's never been seen before. Somebody just said they're poo-pooing that they're having to pay over $3 a gallon. I paid $5 a gallon for gas in California. Thanks, Joey B. Really, quite exciting. 501, 502, somewhere around there. Now, the announcement comes months after the Congressional Budget Office released a report that said they were projecting a $2.3 trillion deficit in 2021. That is not because of Donald Trump, but they're putting it on him, or trying to. Biden's plan is going to make the deficit extremely worse. He's got various tax increases. Now, again, he has changed it a half a dozen times. The laws of economics are more rigid than the laws of the federal government. These tax hikes are unlikely to yield the windfall that Biden expects. See, what they do is they're looking at what this company, XY, has taken in over the last 2 years or when they were running well. And if we raise the taxes to this, that XY company is going to bring in or drop off or let me have X amount of dollars in taxes. There's no thought process, though, that maybe the business will drop off. Just like they did when they raised the minimum wage for the waiters and waitresses in Seattle. That's why they were able to take that block over to so many people unemployed. Just crazy. Now, the $28.2 trillion national debt will swell even faster and worse under Biden's plan. When unfunded liabilities are included in the plan, you look at the balance sheet, you look over everything, the debt exceeds $120 trillion. Really. Now, there's a school of thought that suggests that these debts pose no serious risk. After all, in theory, the government can roll over its debt indefinitely. But a recent article in the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, or written by them, I should say, economist David Indolfato, he noted that ultimately the government doesn't decide how much debt is bearable. The market does. He's right. Right? He says there's presumably a limit to how much the market is willing to be able to absorb in the way of the Treasury and securities for a given price and a given structure, interest rates, and so forth. However, no one really knows how the debt-to-GDP ratio can get. How high can it go? You know when we're going to find out, he said? When we hit it. We can't grow any higher. You know, he's right. No one really knows at that tipping point. Now, the U.S. to GDP ratio essentially is a country's debt compared to its annual economic output. It was 129% at the end of 2020. In other words, the official U.S. debt was nearly a third larger than the entire U.S. economy. How do you catch up to that? I mean, people do it all the time from a standpoint of bankruptcy, right? Your retired debt's a third higher than the money you're taking in. How long can you hold that down? Right? The United States is not Greece. The economy here is much, or the potential is far greater. But we can fall into the same trap that Greece fell into. Today, the federal government debt-to-GDP ratio is higher than it was at the conclusion of World War II, when the nation assembled one of the largest armies the world. So with all that equipment we were making, with everything that we were doing to save the Europeans and ourselves, apparently, eventually, we didn't put that much debt together compared to what we've done recently. And we're not even in war. Just amazing. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot going on up there. Right? Yeah. Listen, one of the things that we haven't really talked about on this show, I don't talk about it much, is the cryptos. Right? At one point, it was just kind of discussion over what they were. Still can't get my hands on a Bitcoin, although I got my hands on a fake Bitcoin, but still can't get my hands on a Bitcoin because apparently they don't exist. God bless. I can't believe I said that with a straight face. They don't exist. The coin doesn't exist. You're buying a piece of paper that says you own a piece of that coin. Really, that's how it works, right? Now, in like a blink of an eye, if you think about it, these crypto coins, they've gone from being just a discussion point, you know, somebody saying, hey, oh my God, would you really buy one of these? Where is it from? I mean, I told you, I spent 20 years in this business. When I hear how they mine data coins or bitcoins, it's mind-boggling. Mind-blowing, boggling, whatever you want to use. But the places are looking at a market of more than $2 trillion. So it's no exaggeration to say these crypto coins are mainstream. I mean, when I put out proposals or bids for sponsors, I have people on a regular basis say, hey, do you take Bitcoin for payment? Like, no. I know what it is. I've even got a Bitcoin account. I ain't got a whole bunch of money in there, but I got a Bitcoin account. I was playing with it in the early days. And maybe it'll be around forever. I don't know. The young people seem to like it. They enjoy it. They use it to pay with. But I mean, God bless, I don't even know what it is. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take a poll. Lots going on up there. Lots for you to get engaged with. You know, sign up for the newsletter. Would love to have you in the newsletter list. You can always tell me whether you agree or don't agree with something. You know what? Be safe. Be careful. Don't do anything stupid. I'm not going to say like catching COVID. That's not what I mean. I'm Joe Vecini, your host. Always a pleasure. God bless you. Have a great rest of the weekend.